Programming interviews are a mistake. Programmers are simply misunderstood, and the way to fix it is to set up a respectful paid internship, or simply pay the potential hires for learning and volunteering. Some companies ask big stuck-up questions and then never really actually hire the new hire. The questions are made up by graduates still upset that they had to try to understand the lousy textbooks in school, which makes them invent dumb questions about data compression on the subject of stuffing a bus with ping pong balls that no self-respecting programmer would even try to answer. Because it's a question of reading the same white papers and textbooks, and not whether or not a person is actually a programmer. Others have fake interviews just to bring in their cousins and brothers-in-law after they met the quota. And some still want a definition of OOP in the shape of abstraction, encapsulation, polymorphism, inheritance, association, aggregation, composition, which creates slow, broken by design, late, always over budget software with irreparable, leaky abstractions. What it really may be is teachers teaching textbook crap without really knowing if anything there works in reality or in long term. The programmers, the technical leads, they all go along with it because your interviews ensure that it is not about the project, but about the paycheck. And if you have any doubts and are far too used to all the broken and insecure software around you, think about the idea that swept programming offices not that long ago. The open layout office where everyone worked in the same room. A normal person requires time to enter a programming system. It is not just about concepts and working memory, but really using our fine navigational skills to start memorizing all the interesting places of a strange new city. To distract or pull a programmer out of that is a mistake so foolish as annoying your car mechanic, pilot, dentist, and surgeon. There is no such thing as a programming interview, and every programmer must get their own office, a mute button, and a do not disturb sign. They need walks, access to a park, cheerful atmosphere, friendly coworkers that don't do drugs, don't drink, and above all, never lack in class. Your new hire, if they enjoy programming, is no different from Albert Einstein. He was just a celebrity professional. If you brought him into a room where he had to answer your passionless, arrogant questions handed down by insecure and immature employees, then if he absolutely had to, he would get the job and every paycheck in it, as you imploded the company with more of your arrogance. But a healthy person without any pressure doesn't answer the hard questions because it takes two or three of these before they realize they don't want to be there, they don't want to work on your project. Truth is, it is a rare interview where the potential hire isn't actually interviewing the people running the show. It's their life. The best programmer you can hire is the young programmer, the willing to study every stupid meeting to truly comprehend the programming experience in full. They need to get paid a lot, and they need mentors and tickets to every hackathon and hacking and programming conference there is. They are as bright as the day, and your respect, class, and kindness will make them shine as bright as the sun. As to knowing programming, there is no such thing either. You are not even allowed to know multiple languages so that you keep the one you picked as sharp and aligned as possible without any dilution. Every new framework is a learning experience. Take SvelteKit, for example. The square brackets, slugs, the pluspage.server.js file name, the flow of data from the server hook to the server page to the UI, all of this is new and strange and utterly necessary. Angular, Vue, and React are done. They need to be rewritten into a compiler form, and by that time, something better than Svelte will come around. More than that, programmers learning as they go is the highest of programming traditions, and the less one knows, the sharper and more audacious their decisions will become. Again, the new are the rebels that you must respect, and you have to pay them outlandish amounts so that they will trust you. They will reinvent the hypercard, the wiki, the notebook, the distributed database, even the text adventure and apps and spreadsheets in one, on principle, sometimes every week. You only really have one interview question to ask, because there is no such thing as knowing programming. There is only such a thing as loving it.